You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our beloved furry companions in our weekly Guide Dog Blogs chatter. Nice and feel-good start. We are joined this week by Gary Mazin. Gary, thank you for joining us.
No problem. It's lovely to be here.
Let's now talk, Gary, about your most recent slash current guide dog. We'll talk about Chip now. So how's Chip? Tell me the first time you've met Chip after, you know, retiring Herbie.
Yeah, so I basically went through a health scare myself, actually. Had heart issues, and so I was recovering. And I was Herbie was retiring, and he just retired when he turned sort of 10 and a half. So I was on the waiting list and wasn't well enough to get a guide dog, but they would put me on the top of the list. And then I just got a call as I was recovering. And again, it was sort of to say, we've got a dog here that might match with you. Would you be interested? And part of my recovery is very much, you know, exercise. So I thought it's really good timing. So I was like, yes, absolutely. Let's meet him. I was told by the instructor that he is a very, very food orientated dog. So he had to be sort of retrained. And so he was actually a bit older than a lot of the newly trained guide dogs. He's 2.5. So I met him, and I have to say, he was straight away a fantastic guide dog for working. Like, really, I mean, again, this has not been too long. I've still got Herbie. Herbie's now just a retired guide dog. And the first time that I had Chip and put him on the harness, poor old Herbie gave me a look as, that's my job, like, what are you doing? So that was quite funny. But yeah, Chip and Herbie get on really, really well. Herbie, Chip is just really straight away, you know, obviously I've had training with him, you know, and the instructor was very, very good. And yeah, it just seemed to sort of match my pace and that instant. Yeah, he was, again, a bit wary of us, I think. Not as, you know, again, instant connection. And we all thought, oh, you know, he's quite a serious kind of dog, Chip, you know, compared to, you know, you know, Herbie's completely lunatic and a real loony. That Chip seems much more sedate, much more sort of, you know, sort of quiet and sedate, you know. So it was interesting because at first he wasn't, you know, what you expect a younger dog to be like. You think he was the one who was 11 years old.
That's quite interesting as well. So what? It's quite a serious personality then, would you say? Was that how his personality would be described?
Yeah, I think he's just a bit, I think he takes his work more seriously. And I think because he's the instructor who I got, a guy called Dan, fantastic. And he's like, I call him the dog whisperer. He's been doing it for 22 years. God knows how many dogs he's trained and put into people. So I was warned that, you know, Chip is more, you know, food centric. You have to, you know, do things slightly differently. And Dan was coming over. And it's funny because I think with Chip at first, he was just a bit wary. I think he's one of these dogs that's, he's been to quite a few fosters, he's done certain things, you know, and then obviously it took a bit of time. And we got him on a trial just before Christmas. And yeah, there's sort of certain things we really have to do with Chip. So we've got a sort of a baby gate that put up because he can't be around food. So we have to keep him well away from the kitchen. So it was a bit different kind of thing because Herbie's generally not that kind of dog, even though he is, goes for food, not around the house. So there's a real difference, actually, that we've got to do. But now I've had Chip for sort of 3 months. His personality is really coming out, and you see how he's definitely sort of he's got a softer side to him, a more playful side to him. He's got this thing of loves going through your legs, so that is Chip's thing. Doesn't matter where you are, you know, when he's not working, if he wants to play, he wants to play with everything and go through your legs all the time. So I think he starts as serious, but he's sort of definitely warmed up and having more of that kind of lovable personality. All Labradors have.
That's quite interesting. My dog can be in the kitchen, but drop anything when you're food prepping, and you need to be quick to pick it up.
Yeah, well, I think Chip is much more. I mean, for example, I bought my son a baguette, and I made the mistake of not putting Chip in the back, and I put the baguette on top of our bread bin, which is on top of our counter. So, well, I mean, we're talking like probably 5 feet high. I went to the toilet. My son was just out of the room for like a couple of minutes. I came down, the get gone, and I was like, oh, you know, you ate that quickly. And he was like, I didn't eat it. And then we found the wrapper on his bed. So he's a real, we call him the silent assassin. He's so quick, and he will take any opportunity. to do something like that. So yeah, we have to be really careful. But interestingly, when he's out on his free run, his recoil is fantastic. I have the like the tube of the meat pace. He always comes back to that, always, generally. He doesn't go in bushes. He may rummage a little bit for food, but his recoil is fantastic. So it's been a real change to have from, like, Herbie, he didn't pay any attention to that, to Chip, who's really good on recoil. Makes a real difference for me on the free runs, particularly.
For a food-driven dog, I'm actually quite surprised about that one.
It just shows you. I think the meat paste is like literally the top tier food that he can have. He absolutely loves it. I mean, the only thing with Chip is he needs to be, he's a young dog. He's like coming up to three, and he's obviously got a lot of energy. So even if I go on walks, a couple of walks a day, he's always, you know, comes to me and wants that attention, which is difficult when I'm working because I'm home working now. So I have to use the Kong. So the Kong is a lifesaver for Chip. So for those who don't know, it's basically a big rubber toy that you have to mash up his food with hot water, and then you put it into the toy and you freeze it. And so it's like a dog lolly. So what is fantastic, it keeps him occupied for around an hour and a half a day. So I have to take it out of his food allowance, but it keeps him occupied, and he loves it. So he always now looks for his Kong when it gets to a certain point of the day. But that is like, it's quite funny because he like paws it and he like licks it. And it's like watching a like obviously watching a dog eat a lolly. It's very funny. But he loves it. He loves it.
Has Chip got any funny, quirky habits?
Yeah, well, one thing actually that we were told again, like, you know, we've got to put him out the back. And I was also, the instructor was much more different to Herbie. He's much more like around the house because we've got another dog, like the behaviour and how we do it. So at first, like, Chip's not allowed upstairs. Chip's not allowed on the furniture. Chip's not allowed, blah, blah, blah. And then within a day, Chip has found his furniture spot. So he's basically on our couch. that is his place. And even though we've got a dog bed for him, and he's one of these dogs that's like, no, this is my spot, like, and he just won't move. So rather than fight it, we've just put a dog blanket down. So that is his spot. But the thing is, he's got this habit of wanting to sit where I sit. And a couple of times, he literally won't move out of the way. And obviously, I've not got that great sight. And he's a good golden colour, which is a similar colour to our couch. A couple of times, I've gone to sit down. He's been there. And he won't move. And so I'm literally nearly sat on him. He's that stubborn about, no, this is my spot. So I have to be really careful. I have to literally feel where he is before I sit down. So it's funny how they all have little foibles and little quirks. And it doesn't matter how well you try and keep them away from them, they always find these kind of quirks. So yeah, so with Chip, it's definitely like in lying down, and that's his spot. And he loves in the evening, he also chills out completely, spreads himself out, you know, loves a good, you know, a stroke behind his ears and under his chin. So he leans his head on my lap. It's quite sweet, actually. And we have a nice little sort of, while I'm watching telly, he'll you know, come over and lay his head on me. So that's quite sweet. But we found out today he's now also, the next new habit is he puts his head in our bin and he takes all the wrappers. So anything that's had food in, can't leave anything in bins anymore anywhere because he'll find them as well. So yeah, his quirks around the house are all food related.
Ah, sounds brilliant. I think him and Caesar will get on food-wise, absolutely. Yeah. Gary, sounds like you've had plenty of lovable dogs. So many thanks for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.